Hey y'all, it's Jake here. So real quick before we get to the audio only version of this episode, I just want to let you know that we're able to record the video portion of this Zoom call and we're making that available. So go ahead and finish this episode and then head on over to our socials, you know, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram at New Release Today, and you'll be able to find the video portion of it and then put some faces with all seven of these voices. So with that, there will be a couple of moments in the episode that lend itself more towards the video, such as Dave showing his infant's onesie, or the intro where I dig out my Cardinals jersey so I can give Adam Agee just a little bit of grief since they decided that they wanted to give Dave so much. I did my best, Dave. So with that, here's episode 49.
Thanks for joining us on the NRT Now podcast, part of the largest Christian music site online, newreleasetoday.com. Sit back and relax as we chat with your favorite artists, introduce you to new artists, and more. Now here's your host, Jake.
Welcome to episode 49. Hey, just so glad that you're here spending some time with us. Thank you for that. And if you haven't already, make sure that you're subscribed, that you're following, whatever that looks like on your favorite platform, just go ahead and hit that button. And that way you'll know when new episodes come out and all this fun stuff that happens in between, like the Zoom call that we're going to get to watch here in just a minute or listen to. So here's the story. A few weeks ago, I randomly ran across a post talking about the big backyard fantasy football league. And I think I got it right this time. And it advertised getting to play in the league with Dave Fry from Sidewalk Prophets, and I know I got it right that time. Adam Agee from Stellar Cart back in the day. He was part of the Audio Adrenaline reboot not long ago, and then he's doing some awesome stuff on his own. As well as Will McGinnis and Mark Stewart, who were two of the original members from Audio Adrenaline. I'm like, sweet. And just a little bit farther down, it talked about supporting the Hands and Feet project. He made that whole mission side of what Audio Adrenaline was doing. And at that point, it was just a requirement. I had to do it. I signed up, said, here, take my money, and joined the league. And feet division for the win, we're going to take it. Those of you in the hands division, sorry. Thanks for playing. Thanks for supporting Hands and Feet Project, but it's all about the feet. That sounded weird out of context. But, so I signed up. And right before the season started, right after the draft, we all got on a Zoom call to just talk about what Hands and Feet was all about, what this league was all about, and just some good old trash talking, just having some fun. So I'm excited to take you on over there here in just a minute. But before I do that, Adam, I have to say, I dug this out of the back of my closet. When I found it, it was in Goodwill in the free giveaway bin. It had so much dust on it. I had to wash it like three times before it was even wearable. I really had to scrape the bottom of the barrel for this one. I just really took it off their hands just because, I mean, it was just the right thing to do. So it is what it is. Again, I actually bought this one way long time ago. But like I said, this kind of fits in with the whole theme of the episode. It was a lot of fun, y'all. Poor Dave. And you'll find out why that is here in just a minute. So let's head on over to this Zoom call. I'm excited to invite you into this conversation. All right, so we have the Big Backyard Football League. Did I get that right, guys? It's confusing.
What do you think?
Fantasy football. Yeah. There we go. So here we have from Audio A, we have Will McGinnis and Mark Stewart, some of the OGs here. And we've got Adam Agee and we've got Dave Fry and Dave Fry. From Sidewalk Fry. Oh my gosh. That's okay. Even a minute in and I screw it up.
It's okay. It's like French. It's fine. It's French fry.
It's that easy. Oh my gosh.
It's Kuna Matata.
Episode's over, guys. Sorry. Time to go home.
It's all good.
And then we got Mark Rockwell and Danny. I'm not even going to try and let your last name, Danny. I already screwed it up. So Mark and Danny are some of the founding members of this fantasy football league. So we decided to pull them in and just talk about what the league's done over the last few years. But before we get there, I want to talk to Mark and Will. And of course, all of us who have grown up with Christian music know Audio Adrenaline. And you know, the Hands and Feet song, was that the Underdog album?
Yes, it took me a second. Sorry about that.
I'm glad you didn't ask me that.
Yeah, if you asked me that, yes, it was the Underdog album.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
I'm terrible at this, so I'm just so happy I got it right for the first time in many episodes. But go ahead, Mark.
No, it's been a minute. I don't know. That song, I think it came out in 98. Is that right? Underdog?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
98 or 99, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So 20-something years ago, 22 years ago. So yeah, Hands and Feet came out on the Underdog record. That is true. I'm nervous about saying that, but I'm 90% sure.
Let's do some more audio trivia with these guys. This is great.
Someone fact check us after this. This football league was all Mark Rockwell and Danny's idea. I mean, they love Hands and Feet, you know, have a heart to do crazy and fun stuff to bring awareness to Hands and Feet. So kudos to them for, you know, dragging us old guys into this league and throwing it out there for some fans to kind of jump in and, you know, pick teams. And it's just goofy, silly stuff, silly banter and fun times, you know, trying to hack around with the fantasy league. And mine has been terrible every year. So I think I've missed the draft like, you know, 3 out of 5 years. So I don't know, but it's been fun doing this, and they just have a huge heart for Hands and Feet and the kids down there. And that's why we even, you know, are in this league. So it's really cool what the idea they had years ago, and we've kept it going every year. So.
So we can get the serious stuff out of the way, because I have a feeling that this conversation is going to go downhill pretty quickly here once we actually start talking about the league. But talk, if you guys can talk just a little bit about the song that turned into a movement that turned into, you know, Haiti Made and the Hands and Feet Project and all of that.
Yeah, I can share a little bit about that. The song Hands and Feet was, you know, I was a missionary kid. I think it was written, I kind of had the idea in my living room. I was watching, there was like a hurricane that had hit Central America. And I was just like, what can we do? What can we do? And just thought of this idea to write the song. There was also an old Whiteheart song that really inspired me on the, maybe it was the Hotline record. That's like way back there, or Vital Signs or something like that. But I wanted to write a song about becoming Jesus to the people in need. And, you know, we got together, started working on it. Will had ideas, Tyler had ideas. I think Charlie Peacock actually wrote the bridge on that song, which is cool. And we thought it was going to be a really well-received song, but we had no idea what it would mean to people. I mean, it's an okay song, but I think the message of people took to heart was what was inspiring to us, because it was youth groups that were, it became their theme song for mission trips. We had families coming to us saying, we sold everything and became missionaries. And at that point, we became very humbled by what was happening. And our drummer, Ben, who has a big heart and is also very blunt, basically said, you know, we should put our money and our efforts where our mouth is. We're singing about this every night, but we need to be doing something more too. It's not enough just to sing about it. So our fans literally challenged us and you know, I mean, not verbally, but just their reactions moved us to do something bigger. So my parents were missionaries for a long time in Haiti. I think Will was like, why don't we go to Haiti? Your mom and dad are, they love it. So we asked my mom and dad, who were pastoring at the time, to go back to Haiti to be missionaries. And we started to work with kids in need, kids that lost families, to help them have a family to grow up with and love them. So that's how the Hands and Feet Project started in 2004. And honestly, it's been as big of a, for us, as even bigger, I guess, not just burden, but I Will, you could speak into this too, but for us, there were some big things that we did together. One of them was Audio Adrenaline, but even better, I think, was the Hands and Feet Project. We just see the hand of God all over it, and it's been incredible. It was almost like Audio Adrenaline was in place just to formulate and begin the Hands and Feet work. I know a lot of Audio 8 fans might be like, no, Audio 8 was so cool and we loved it. And it was, but we also believe that it had a double purpose. It was to inspire people and, you know, write some cool songs, but it's also to birth this ministry in Haiti. So that's what Hands and Feet, the song, kind of meant. That's how the Hands and Feet Project was born. And now that Audio 8, you know, is kind of dormant, and the Hands and Feet Project keeps going, keeps living on, which is cool. And these guys help us carry the torch, which is amazing. And we can't thank them enough. Not only, you know, Mark doing the football league, but Adam, you know, carrying the torch of Audio A too, and helping spread the message of Hands and Feet. And also Dave always steps up. So we love these guys. And they make us look younger too. They bring the average age down a little bit, which is cool.
I'll turn it to Mark and Danny, who helped found the league. And I was talking with Mark just a little bit before this about how it started with missions trip, being involved with mission trips with Hands and Feet Project, that's turned into, you know, an annual football league. So I'll turn it over to you guys about why you guys started the league and kind of what your hopes were for that and where we are.
I'll go ahead and just send it over to Danny here, because it was his idea to begin with.
I just threw out the idea to Mark that we should do something like this. I use this platform to raise money for our trips to Haiti. We would play Super Bowl football squares or Survivor pool. So after one of the years we went, I threw this out there and said, let's see if anybody wants to play, you know, and we'll raise money, a little bit of money for Hands and Feet. So, and then I think Mark got Will and Adam to join, which really what helped kicked it off.
Amazing.
And since then, we've just played a little bit each year. I'm not sure that it, you know, I think every year it's varied in how much money we've been able to raise. A couple of years have been pretty good. A couple have been a little slim. Each year it's just taken some steps. Some more people have gotten involved. It's given people a chance to, you know, just celebrate so much that comes with being a part of Hands and Feet and a part of the community, and to have fun doing it at the same time. It's nice that it's kind of a seasonal thing and we can all get excited. It goes right along with football, which of course a lot of people enjoy. And so it's just been a lot of fun, and it's been great to have Adam and Dave and Will and Mark to be right along, you know, involved in it. And just some of the banter that goes back and forth between those guys in and of itself is worth the price of admission. So.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you can do something like fantasy football and somehow be blessing people, you know, while smack talking them. It's there's a beauty to that. But I'm just grateful for Mark and Danny, you know, just having this idea that this thing that we all do, this fantasy football that's so can bring some joy and camaraderie, and that you can, you know, bless some children that really need it. I'm just honored to be even a small part of the ministry of fantasy football. You know, if God can use, you know, social media, he can use fantasy football, you know. So, but super grateful for that, you know.
Absolutely.
And the other thing I'll say, the Hands and Feet Project, man, I've met so many people on the road that that have been involved in it. And that, dude, they are passionate, so passionate about hands and feet. And it really just inspires me to be passionate about it. And some best friends that I met because they were asking me to do stuff for Hands and Feet. Mark and my buddy Adam down in Florida, Hands and Feet literally brought us together. I wouldn't have these friends without it. So super grateful that the ministry has seeped into my everyday life and just a constant reminder of like Mark said, man, the bands, you know, having a band and getting to write songs about Jesus and sing them is fantastic. But what does it mean if there's not action? And Hands and Feet is pure action, man. I love it.
That's awesome. So awesome. I guess let's then talk about the league itself and just talk about how the feet is the right division to be in and just the best
one.
This sounds like the smelliest division to be in.
And this is exactly why we got the serious stuff out of the way at the right. First.
Oh boy.
All I know is that, I mean, I don't want to like brag or anything. I want to be very humble, but I won the first year. And then, so I kind of took, after that, I wanted to take a step back and, you know, let some others have a chance to win. So
more humble approach.
So, yeah. So nice, Adam.
Yeah. I mean, I learned that from Mark and Will and Dave, how to be, you know, the most humble. So I'm trying to live that out.
Oh boy.
I think we won, but I don't think I was in the league that year. I think I joined the next year where I came in predominantly second place most years because I just didn't want to take away from the fans winning, you know? And so I just, at the end of the year, I pulled back a little and just finished right behind them. It's fantastic.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, I that's what I'm doing now, but I wanted to kind of put it on the map first, you know, to create some marketing material. So.
Right. Okay.
I think I've been last every year. So
when you don't show up for the draft, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, when you get to heaven, you'll be first. Don't worry about it.
Okay. There you go. That's my plan.
You got to look at your fantasy team and be like, here, sit at the front, buddy.
That's weak.
It's a league built on humility is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Mm.
We should rename it the Underdog League.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that.
That's amazing.
So take us through.
We really
no.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying we really can't cut loose in the total amount of trash talk because I think we would lose some listeners. It's pretty great. Now it's nothing too crazy, but yeah. We do like to trash talk each other. I think Rockwell, the only reason he started this was because he's a Jets fan. He's getting an opportunity to cheer, you know. Otherwise, it's a pretty bleak season.
Yes, every year.
Wow.
You're starting to dig deeply into my inner psyche and my issues that I go to counseling for. So.
If you gave eliminated the Jets fandom, your life would be so sweet, brother. I'm telling you.
But Will's stock is going to go up this year since I screwed up things, and him and I will be now co-teaming, co-managing.
All right.
The team. Oh, I don't think that's
not fair.
That's not fair.
That's the only way he's going to set his lineup if somebody else is doing it for him.
If you win the trophy, there's an asterisk beside that. So this is
it's 2020. There's an asterisk behind everything.
Him and the Astros.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance.
No, I don't think so.
Probably not.
So is it safe to say that in fantasy football, you can root for the teams that you're ashamed to root for just under the guise of fantasy? Like it provides a good shield?
Probably not the teams. I wouldn't. Yeah. I still can't root for the teams. I can in a moment root for an individual player, but
yeah, right.
No.
I can't. If Tom Brady is left in the last round, guess who's not getting drafted? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that. I did it once, and my team lost in the championship, and I felt like it was Tom Brady's fault always. Everything's Tom Brady's fault. 2020, COVID, lost. And Brady. And so it's – you can't set that down. You can't set the hate You know, which you shouldn't hate as a Christian, but it's just extreme dislike is what it is, and you can't do that.
I think football provides a safe space to be able to let that feeling go a little bit.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
But then, if you sell your soul and you pick a player that you really, you know, truly dislike, and you go down anyways, then you're like, what have I done? What have I?
Yeah.
I've lost everything.
Myself. Yeah.
It definitely changes the game of football. You like back in the day, I was like Roger Staubach and the Cowboys, and you like hated the Steelers, and you know, hated San Francisco, all those other teams. You had your like marquee team, kind of like the Jets and Mark. But when you're doing fantasy, you know, all that goes out the window. You're just like, you're rooting for all of your players, and you could care less about the final score or anything. You just want them to have show up on game day, and it really kind of diminishes the whole thing for football. But whatever, I get it. It's fun. It's goofy.
Such a purist, Will.
Oh, he is.
Wow, dude. Dang. I took you back there. Did any of you even know
Roger Staubach?
Yeah, I read about him in
BC.
Books. Yeah, I've never seen him play before.
BC.
I've heard you claim him as your favorite.
I'm gonna act. What's that?
I've heard you claim him as your favorite before.
Yeah, I'm trying to act like I don't know who Roger Staubach was, but I'm
a pretty good boy. I think he won the MVP the same year that Don't Censor Me came out. I think it was like
close.
It was. I thought it was Bloom that came out that year.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Easy. Yeah. It was Newt Rockne came out. He was the MVP one.
Hilarious.
So take us through some memories of the years past, and then we'll talk a little bit about the fundraising that it's been able to do.
Memories of what? Fantasy football or lives?
We need some of the best trash talk here.
Oh,
we
man. Needs...
Wow.
I try to forget everything in the past. It's been so bad for me that I always just look to the future. But I always go into every season with pretty high hopes, you know. I feel like my draft was pretty good. I think we had a lot of people that didn't know what they were doing, which is always helpful.
That's helpful, yeah.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's going to come down, but our league between me and Dave, and it's – I'm going to probably win.
Did you want to tell them what happened last night? So we had a formal text trash talk going via, you know, after the chat trash talk. And the chat trash talks always end up like just being an encouragement session from the fans about our bands, which is so sweet.
The real trash talk is backstage.
Yeah, in the midst of like the encouragement, I'm trying to smack talk and it just doesn't work. But yeah, so Mark is a diehard Titans fan. Which I will say, they ended Belichick and Brady's career. The last game they'll ever play together was a loss to the Titans. So props to them. And then I'm a diehard Colts fan, as you can see from my son's onesie. So last night we decided if Mark wins the league, which is not going to happen.
Probably not.
But it is 2020, so all things are possible. That I will record a video, you know, making sure that people know how much I love the Tennessee Titans. Which I absolutely don't. And then if I win the league, he has to record the same video for the greatest team in football, the Indianapolis Colts. And so I'm excited about the side bet.
But you have to
different.
You have to be wearing a uniform now. We have to go find a uniform.
Okay.
Where can you find a Colts? You can't find Colts uniforms anywhere.
Oh, everywhere.
Goodwill. There's Goodwill.
Goodwill. Yeah.
Garage sales. Any kind of dumpster diving, find them anywhere.
Dumpster diving.
Yeah, it's dumpster diving. I think, the contest was if he wins, if I win, he has to dress up in a Titans uniform.
That's it. Okay.
Cheerleader.
And then, a cheerleader uniform?
No, that's Mark's side of that.
But the Colts uniforms, seriously, they're not that good anyway. The uniforms kind of match the Colts team skills. So you could like – I could probably go get
– You could probably find like a nice – just a high school jersey, you know, just a blue T-shirt. Well,
that's what I was thinking, like a junior high JV team, blue and white shirt.
Versus powder blue, like it just doesn't – it exude any sort of, you know, like footballness. It doesn't, there's no manliness in this Titans, you know. It's just
real,
it's
just men wear powder blue.
Yeah, but and then lose to the Colts repeatedly.
Wow.
It's the new black.
It's the new black.
Now, Peyton Manning was pretty good, though. I got to give him that.
He was good on the Broncos.
I do like Peyton.
On the Broncos. No, he was not. On the Broncos. No, he was not.
His best moment. Adam from I agree, Adam. Here. His best moment, Super Bowl Broncos.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
I do love Andrew Luck, too. That dude was a player.
Yeah.
I love his reel where he's getting knocked over by all the big guys, and every time he's like, great shot, dude, great shot. Bring it again.
Andrew Luck, too, man. I love – yeah, we had some
good – saying.
Talk about – I mean, how bad the Colts are. He didn't even want to play for them. He retired when he was 29.
Luck? Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And the fans booed him. Whoa. Aww.
Yeah, that was sad.
It's a pile on Dave.
But now we have
– well, he brings it on himself.
Don't worry. Now we have Philip Rivers, who's the whiniest quarterback in history. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year. My team name in Big Backyard Football is Gridiron Profits, because it's pretty appropriate. But then in all my other leagues, and like it's Rivers, really? That's my team name. Reluctant Rivers is another one that I came up with.
A lot of faith.
We'll see how it goes.
How old is he now? He's
62. I think he 62. Yeah, 62 years old. He won the MVP when Underdog came out.
Wow.
I bought Adam a shirt one year after fantasy football.
Yeah, I remember that. I
tried to get him to wear it on stage, but he wouldn't.
No, Adam, what?
It's,
what was that?
It was not a very pretty shirt.
I got it right here.
I couldn't.
Unicorn? Oh, man.
It says I suck at fantasy football.
That's amazing, Danny. Adam, that's ridiculous.
It didn't go with my outfit.
Danny,
that surprised me. I thought that would have
made that photo available for everybody to see.
It's brutal.
I thought that would have lined it up with your normal attire, Adam. Come on.
Looks like regular Sidewalk Profits merch.
Not true. Not true. That's a low blow.
Thank you.
Low. But it's kind of true. There's a lot of fans of ours are ladies. And yeah,
let's talk about when Dave got on Audio A stage and like stole the show one night.
That was a fun night. Yeah,
really happened. How old were you? Like 12?
12 years old. Yeah. No, I was just born. It was long before a record deal or anything, and we were playing a show in the middle of a parking lot. I think it was in Virginia. I know it was in Virginia, but we always said that we opened for these bands, because we were the band that like was on at 9 a.m. in the parking lot, and then the bands were in the arena that night, and you're like, yeah, we opened for Toby Mac, no big deal. Yeah. And those kind of things. But so we were playing before the Power Team. We literally opened before the Power Team, which is a good spot. They were about to break iTunes and rip phone books, and then we were right before that. And we started playing a Michael Jackson song. And woke up Will and Toby. Toby was there as well. And they came and watched me from the corners of the, you know, the 12 people that were watching. Now there were 14. And I was just like floored, man. I was like, that's Toby Mac, of course. I was like, but that's Will too, man. Like, this is amazing. Like, I recognize and love both of these men, and I loved audio all my life. And so I came off stage. And I'll never forget. Will was like, dude, I thought you were the radio. I thought you were Michael Jackson. And I was like, oh, that's the greatest compliment somebody could ever receive. And I said, don't worry, if your lead singer dies tonight, it's okay. I know all your songs. And he chuckled and laughed and said, hey, after our song Ocean Floor, come out and sing this. And he said, just take the mic from Mark, and I will, and it'll be fine. And so I'm backstage. Literally, like, fast forward, it's at the arena now. There's 10,000, 20,000 people, and I'm dry heaving to the song Ocean Floor because I'm so nervous. And I go out and I sing, When I lift you up, they come running. The sound of your name is a beautiful thing. And I love you, I love you, I love. And do like Mariah Carey flipping notes. And the crowd went crazy. And then afterwards, Mark was like, dude, do you know our other song, Get Down? I was like, of course. So I got to close the show with Get Down. And like, I literally went from a parking lot to like center stage with my heroes and like confetti's falling. But the funniest part of all of it is I went to go take the mic from Mark after Ocean Floor, and he didn't know I was coming. And so he shoved me pretty hard, man. He thought I was a mugger coming to like take over. And he turned around and shoved me. And luckily Will like gave him a thumbs up. He's like, no, it's okay. And Mark gave me the mic to sing, because otherwise I might've been like security tackled. And yeah, somehow I made it on stage, and it was a legendary thing. I'll never forget Will too saying, hey man, you made the show tonight. And then years later, when we were in Nashville and just signed a record deal, Will and Mark saw us and was like, hey, that's, you guys are the Sidewalk Guys. And it just really, yeah, it just goes to show their hearts, man. They inspired generations, you know, that are doing it now. But more than that, they have the hearts to back it up, and the ministry to back it up, and what they're doing with hands and feet is a powerful thing. So
don't think that sentimental sappy story is going to buy you any credit in this league, though, bro.
No, that's true.
I'm still coming at you.
It all gets thrown out the window once game day starts. We got a week until kickoff.
I think you just everyone's computer speakers, Dave. I think that was awesome.
Oh, thanks. Everyone's
computer speakers are blown now.
Yeah, I wish I could sing like that. Now I'm jealous.
Dude, yeah.
That was amazing.
Coming after you.
We'll send you the $100 for all that good speak there.
Sure. It's in the mail. Just, yeah. Yeah. When I win the league, you're going to give me a couple hundred, right?
Yeah.
In Haiti-made products, maybe.
Yeah, it's $100 of Haiti-made products. That's fine by me.
Hey, this thing starts Thursday night, right? We got games.
Yeah.
Coming up quick.
Before I miss the chance, though, I wanted to say thank you to the guys, and for anybody who might be hearing this. This year's already started, but this will be going on for years to come, hopefully, and so hope that you'll get involved. But Adam and Will and Mark and Dave have all provided the prizes that people get to win at the end of the season if they come out on top.
Absolutely. Thank
you guys. We've had MVP ticket packages from Dave with Sidewalk Prophets, and Adam's gotten a whole bunch of people into shows that he's been a part of. Will has sent out awesome Haiti-made prize packs to people every year, and Mark's been generous with his time and, you know, providing some books here and there. So they've been awesome for our, what is really just a little fun, humble fantasy football league. But it's been a great deal of fun, and we certainly couldn't do it without those guys. So thank you guys for supporting it.
Real quick, I want to ask Mark and Denny, how much has the league's given to the Haiti Made Project over the years? Just, you know, ballparks. And what is the impact from this side been?
I think our first year it was like $800. Last year it was over 2,000. And so it's kind of ranged a little bit. This year I think it's a little less because we got started late. I wasn't sure what the impact of COVID was going to be on the NFL season, so I took my time getting it started. And I feel like we probably could have done a little more, but it's going to be, hopefully it's worthwhile at least to give a little added support for something that, as you know, these guys have alluded to earlier, it's just playing fantasy football. And I think it's pretty cool to be able to, we've been given this opportunity that God uses something as silly as this to do something positive. So
nice.
But yeah, as far as the total, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but I think this year we're going to be about 1,300 for hands and feet, and we were able to motivate through some competitive advantages about $200 in Haiti Made sales. So
nice.
That helps provide sustainable work for people in Haiti, kids that are aging out of orphan care. They're able to have a job, and that's huge. And So any business that we can give to Haiti Made is well worthwhile. And so that's one of the objectives we have. They provide us with prizes, like I said, each year. But, you know, for the people that have the chance to work and have jobs and go to work on a consistent basis, that's huge in a country that is so desperate. And so definitely, you know, and anybody that's listening to this can go to HaitiMade.com and find awesome handmade leather products and knit hats and things like that that can you'll enjoy. You'll get them and they'll last because it's not your typical, you know, processed cheap products. These are handmade quality leather goods that provide a real kickback to the people that are making them that makes a huge difference in their lives.
I need to hire that guy.
Yeah, well said.
He knows hands and feet message and everything, dude. That's epic. So, well, yeah, Adam, you bought a ton of beanies off of us, dude.
I did.
Adam was selling them out. He was our number one seller of all of our beanies out there on the road. That's a shame you guys aren't being able to travel. What have you guys been doing with all your free time, Dave and Adam, off the road, man?
Trying to, well, first learning 8th grade algebra and then teaching it to my daughter. So it's been, homeschool's been fun. But yeah,
it's hard for Titans fans to math, you know, it's really hard. I mean, you're a Cardinals fan, aren't you?
There I am a Cardinals fan. Yeah.
That's,
so
that's real hard.
Even harder. Yeah. Try. Yeah. The education as you get further out west gets a little bit sketchy. You know.
Yeah. No. For me, it's 120% just dad life. I got a 4-month-old who I said, we tried to do this interview at 9 a.m. That's crazy talk, dude. My son stayed up till 3:45 a.m.
It's a rock star.
I'm not able to come back to your comments as quick right now, but believe me, by tonight, I'll be ready to fire back, and then nobody will see it. No, it's 120%. I mean, this is not – you can see, like, the flowers and stuff behind. This is my mother-in-law's office, and so just so you know, I would not have.
Yeah, whatever. Man.
I hung a little
over whatever. Here.
I thought it was the Colts like HQ.
Oh, absolutely not. Don't even go there. But that's why I hung that little onesie. But 100%. We as a band, we got a new record called "The Things That Got Us Here," and really loving that. And I got to play at the Ryman and do a live stream for that, but we also have been doing a lot of virtual shows, which is one of the coolest things. We've been busy. Like, even though COVID happened, my buddy Ben started the band with me. Like, he's a genius and strange, you know, like all those things. And he's like, hey, we need to do something to stay connected. And so we go to a studio north side of Nashville, and the five of us play, and we got some cameras, and we broadcast it out city by city. And it's like a radius where if you're in the radius of the city, you know, you can see it for free. And if you're not, it's 10 bucks or 20, whatever it is. And we've been able to stay connected to our fans that we call the great big family of God. And it's been so fun to, even though we're singing to a camera, to know that God is still somehow using it kind of like a live television show, and we do it live. So when we mess up, we still mess up and all that. So that's been fun to promote the new record, but even more than that, just to stay connected, remind people that in the midst of quarantine and craziness, luckily a lot of that has passed, but man, still so much isolation and loneliness and lack of community. And I think that, man, the devil can use that in such a way to just make you feel depressed and anxiety ridden and all those things. And so we're honored that even just getting to broadcast and let people know that their brothers and Siwot prophets are still there and doing things like this. It there's a community aspect that I think is a powerful thing. The unity of the church is needed more than ever right now. And we're honored to even be a small part of what God's doing in that. So
love it.
Yeah, you're talking about that isolation. That's exactly right. It's what a lot of people are going through, and that's why something like this is really cool with the league. And you know, even if it's somebody's like, I don't know, but maybe they want to just connect with somebody that they feel like they know, or they've been a part of their lives. Like maybe it's Mark and Will or Dave or me or somebody that, you know, one of our songs or something helped them through, and they get to chat with us for a few minutes in the thing.
Yeah.
It makes their day, and it gives them something to look forward to each week. And you know, just simple stuff like that. It's we're all just trying to get through this thing together, and to, you know, this season and life itself. And it's just a lot easier if we do it together. And so it's cool to be a part of this, and obviously to raise any money. I just want to say thanks. Shout out to Mark Rockwell and Danny Castagna for keeping this thing going. You guys went down to see it firsthand with your own eyes, and you spent time down there with the kids and with everybody who's working down there. So you got to see it. I've been down there. I got to see it, and you fall in love with it. You can't help but fall in love with it, and it goes with you everywhere. That's why I take Haiti made stuff. That's why I order 1,000 beanies from Will and take them out on Winter Jam, is because I want people to know. And you know, maybe those, if there's a 10,000 people there, they might not know about the Hands and Feet Project or Haiti Made directly, but you know, if they swing by the table, they're like, oh, what's this? Boom, get to tell them about it. It's really cool.
Yeah, the other thing that's cool in the chat of the fantasy football, I think it was last year, this memory came back. They were having a Christian music fantasy draft. And so, like, who would your quarterback be? Of course it's Michael W. Smith, right? And then Amy Grant is running back, right? So, like, and I loved it. They were just going, the fans just ran with it. And it was, like, the most fun chat I ever had. And we were like, who's lining up, you know, lining up on the outside wide receiver spot? And it's fun to think about, you know. I think Bart Millard's the tight end for sure, you know, and stuff like that. You know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. That's the joyful, fantasy football brings some joy, but the fact that we can do it and see the repercussions of God's hand in it, like, that's so cool, man.
So I got to say, it's really fun to be a part of it on this side and hearing Dave just trash talk, because the last time I met
Dave. Well, getting crashed on is what happened today, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, what goes around comes around.
But yeah, exactly. 100%.
So when I met you the first time, Dave, it was a festival in Casper, Wyoming. I don't know if you remember this.
Okay.
The eclipse year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were there. And I met you. I was working roadie crew. Stagehand. That's the word I'm looking
for. It was so windy, everything almost blew over. I remember that. Yes.
Everybody was trying to figure out if it was truly the end of the world or not. Right. You know, the eclipse
was coming. People are, gnashing their teeth. No, it was cool.
So here's Dave, side stage, just all chill, just kind of a little shy, if I'm going to say it, you know, just humble. And then we come here to this, and it's like, whoa, are we talking the same Dave, or what's going on here?
When you get fantasy football involved, a different Dave comes out. Diabolical Dave is what I call it.
Diabolical Dave.
Oh, cool. And Adam, I just saw that you are actually going to be able to be doing some shows here in the near future.
Yeah, we've booked, I think it's like 9 shows in October. So I'll be out with Newsboys on a few shows, doing a couple of drive-ins, outdoor amphitheaters, all the social distancing and regulations we can do just to get out there and do some live music again.
Well, I know 3 of the dates are in Austin, which is about 3 hours away from me here, which it's awesome for me to see that, because all these drive-in shows have been like Indiana, Tennessee, like none of them come through Texas.
All the great states,
Did you say Tennessee?
Yeah,
Tennessee.
It's cool to see that some of them are finally coming through Texas.
Yeah, we had to do 3 nights in Austin because the capacity regulations wouldn't allow us to do more than a third capacity. So it's like, well, all right, we'll just hang out in Austin for a couple days. You know,
a great city.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So
isn't that the Colts uniform?
I planned this the last time I saw you, Adam. I guess I looked like
that's
this.
Colts, right?
Oh, yes.
Yikes.
That is terrifying.
So the story is.
That definitely looks more like a Titans uniform to me.
Powder, so for those of you. Those of you.
Marshmallow sock. That's
Stay puffed. So I had on my Stay Puffed, you know, old Ghostbusters. So I didn't lead off with that because I think if I would have, you would have just left like off.
Yeah.
I'm out.
So for the rest of you, it was 80s night on the Jesus Freak cruise. Normally, like, I don't do this ever. Like, that's just not my personality. Never did this, but I got a wild hair. And for 80s night, I went down as the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. I had the full costume. It was inflated. The whole works. And Yeah, it was something else. I'll just say that.
You brought the party to the boat. I love it.
Definitely.
So they were watching Adam and the Manic Drive guys, and a few other people were watching the finals. I think it was the night that the Raptors won it, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so Adam, I was harassing the Manic Drive guys because, you know, I've known them for a while. And Adam's just looking back there like, what the heck is this guy doing? Like, really? These weird people on the boat that I'm with. And
that's funny.
Here we are in a Zoom chat now, so.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I just couldn't lead off with that because that guy's following me. What the heck?
That's hilarious.
Oh, mercy. Well, that's just a low point. I think we got to end the episode right now.
Yeah, that's a great little segue into the rest of the day.
Oh, man. Ended on a low point. Isn't that the rule?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, guys, I really much appreciate you guys just hanging out with us for a bit, talking us through the league and what the Hands and Feet Project are doing. So for those of you all who are listening, like I said, HaitiMade.com, Hands and Feet Project, what's the site for that?
HandsandFeetProject.org.
Easy.
Yeah.
And like they were saying, the league has started already this year. I'm sure that we'll see a bunch of it coming through the year, how it's going. I mean, the feet division is going to take it this year. I think we got the best league.
Again, the stinkiest. Without the hands, where would you be? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you got to have hands, man.
You can't go anywhere without feet.
Preach.
Now Mark and I are together on the same side.
You guys are just friends.
Formed an alliance, finally.
Oh, mercy. Yep.
Well, it will come down to one overall winner at the end. You know, we got two different leagues now that are the different conferences, but based on the points and the win-loss record, there will be one declared winner. Yeah. So there really is the chance here to figure it out, which one's going to come out on top.
This guy.
So much pointing and humility in here.
Danny? <Yeah. laughs> Like the Brady Bunch.
Cool, guys. Well, like I said, we appreciate it and look forward to an awesome season.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Thanks, you guys.
Love you.
Have a good summer.
Love you guys. Yeah.
See ya.
Thanks for hanging out with us for this episode of the NRT Now podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And special thanks to Neon Feather for providing our theme music. Make sure to check out newreleasetoday.com and our socials for more great content. See you next episode.